The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
My Music, as usual, poses Frank Muir and David Franklin against Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. I shall try to keep order, and the score. An audience will cheer us to the echo as the mood takes them. First, orchestral music from the world of opera or ballet. One mark for the title, another for the composer. First turn to David Franklin. Practically a piece of music I would take to my desert island.
Prelude to the Master Singers by Dick Wagner.
Yes, overture to the Master Singer, Richard Wagner. I got into trouble from a listener because somebody called him Dick Wagner once, but anyway, that's all in the past. Two marks. Dennis.
Well, I got Gilbert and Sullivan, and Ian was no help at all beyond that, so far.
I gave David some letters last week. Shall I give you the first two letters as a clue?
Yes.
I.O.
Eloyolante.
All right, yes. So one and a half marks, I think, out of the two. Played by the combined fairy aviation, Foden's BMC. A nice brass band noise.
Conducted by Harry Mortimer, one extra mark.
Ian, your turn. Yes, I know how it goes, too.
Ballet?
Yes. It is now. It wasn't when it was written. It is now.
Mm-hmm. And it's Schubert.
No.
Terrible gasp from the audience. Yes, indeed. One of those terrible moments.
Somebody in the audience is trying
to agree over this. It's Sophie. That doesn't get us the composer, does it? Although it ought to.
It gets us further than where we were.
This is one of these terrible one knows it so well ones, but I'm not going to waste any more time.
Yeah, well, I they can't give any marks. It has two titles. It was originally an A major prelude for piano, but it's in its ballet hat. It's from Les Sylphides. It keeps cropping up all through Les Sylphides by Chopin.
Chopin. Yes.
Well, no marks.
No, I'm sorry.
Frank Muir, your
thank you.
Frank.
Ah. Mm-hmm. You think I'm foxed, don't you?
Mm.
I know what it is. It's impossible. It's an overture of some sort.
Yes.
Well, we're moving there. Don't worry, David and Sir Tempest.
I'll give you a hint, shall I?
Yes, go on.
One mark if you don't turn into gingerbread first.
Oh, it's him.
Ah, it's he. Rather.
He still doesn't know.
It's Engelbert Thingamabob. Engelbert Humperdinck I.
Yes, the overture to which of his many operas?
It's Hansel and Gretel.
Yes, what else? Yes. One mark there. People are forever complaining that one can't hear the words in popular songs these days, and some of course aren't worth hearing. But some of the words are worth hearing in popular songs, and I'm assuming now you've been listening to them. David, according to the song, who gave her very first kiss to you?
I gave my very first kiss to
you. You haven't yet composed the right tune.
I've no idea.
She gave her very first kiss to you. That was... don't know. Laura. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Laura,
I'm afraid. Sorry, don't know. Laura Humperdinck. Dennis, who makes your heart a charcoal burner?
You know, they changed the word, because it was Lana Turner, like Lana Turner, rhymed with Lana Turner. It was Nancy with the laughing face.
Yes, two marks there. Ian, whose fragrance divine did you walk with in the wildwood?
Martyrs.
Martyrs, yes. That's right. And Frank, who is the witch of the wood? You're right for two marks. Velia, the witch of the wood. A round now concerned with identifying musical instruments. David, can you tell me, please, what is this instrument?
Quite clear. Which of these do you want identified?
The one that was not the piano. And think before you answer, because you could get this one wrong.
Oh, this is one of the occasions when I've got to turn around a bit and watch, see if he twitches. You are expecting me to say that it's a coriandre.
No,
he's had his sedative.
I was expecting you to say it was the oboe.
No, I knew it was the cor anglais.
Yes, you're right, cor anglais, two marks. The oboe can't play as low as that. Actually, it started low and went a bit higher. The last few notes could have been played on the oboe. The first few notes, as you realise, couldn't have been played on the cor
anglais. Not to the discerning ear.
Played beautifully there by, incidentally, by Leon Goossens. Two marks, anyway. Dennis Norton, which instrument is this?
Stringed. And we think it's a lute.
Yes. How do you play a lute?
Suck it and blow it, mate.
What does it look like?
Well, it looks like a flute without the F. Sort of strings on it, it's like sort of guitar type.
Yes,
thing,
that's right, yes, a lute. It was played by Julian Bream. Ian, two instruments, you would identify one mark for each.
The instrument that an Italian conductor once used to call the aspicord. Which in fact is a relation of mine used to call the harpiscord. Which in fact is the harpsichord.
Yes,
got for one.
Yes.
And I would say the other was the flute. But I'm a bit worried about that because there was a touch of the recorder about it too.
You're watching me as well, aren't you, for signs of that nervous tick. Yes, I know. I reacted too quickly. You would have said flute full stop if I hadn't reacted, wouldn't you? It was the recorder.
Yes.
And the harpsichord for 2 marks. Good enough. Frank, 4 instruments, half a mark each.
I know a piccolo when I hear it's for euphonia. It's for deep tubas.
Yes, that's better. You could even guess the name of one of the players, surely, couldn't you?
Tubby.
except that. It was a tuba quartet. Yes, it was from one of the Hoffman concerts, as a matter of fact. Gerald Hoffman. 2 marks there. Let's have a look at the score. Ian and Dennis, at the moment, lead by 2.5 marks. Thinking of the heart, as I say, general musical knowledge questions. Mm. For 4 marks, because I think they're a bit difficult, David, what is concrete music? Or if you wish to show off, musique concrète. Concrete music.
In a word,
filthy. You'd be lucky.
I believe it is music which is made of all sorts of extraordinary instruments, not necessarily musical instruments, and I know that tape recorders and electronic devices come into it.
Yes, you get your 4 marks. I've got a worked out, succinct answer here. Various sounds first recorded and then distorted electronically and assembled into some sort of time structure. Therefore, in other words, it's recorded sound which exists only as recorded sound, not as instrumentally played music. Quite right for 4 marks. Dennis, what is meant by tempo commodo?
Tempo commodo. Tempo is Italian for time, and commodo is Italian for a bedside cupboard. So bedside cupboard time would be about 3:30 in the morning. It's Italian for 03:30.
Yes,
or else it's a musical expression.
Yes, if you could have a second guess, what would it be?
Take your time. Well, whenever you like. Please yourself, time.
Yes. Yeah. 4 marks. Complete any speed comfortable and convenient to the player.
Applies to both definitions, really.
Anything that makes you comfy. Pressing on. Ian, 4 marks for this one. What is a baritone with an I as opposed to a baritone with a Y?
Well, I suppose that I've seen in opera scores it's spelt with a Y, but they were rather older scores than the ones where I saw it spelt with an I. But I imagine that one of them is a musical instrument,
yes,
and the other is a voice.
Yes, the voice between
bass and the voice that I know, of course, yes, is between bass and tenor,
yes,
the one in between the two.
I'm going to give you 3 out of 4.
Well, there is also the other baritone might apply to a saxophone.
Yes, but that would still have an I. But all the same, why don't we give him 4 out of 4 just for trying, I think, you know. Shall we?
Thank you.
Good for you saying a baritone with a Y, an instrument, even though you spoiled it by saying baritone sax. An instrument resembling the viol da gamba, for which Haydn wrote quite extensively because his patron, Prince Esterházy, played it. It is now obsolete. Frank, what is a bagatelle, and who was responsible for some of the best bagatelles? What's a bagatelle?
It's a giggle, you know, a bit of something, isn't it? An unconsidered trifle.
Yes, and who was responsible for some of the best bagatelles? You don't know, actually.
Well, yeah, he'd presumably be French. Drawing a bow at a venture. then the word bagatelle is normally French.
No, he hasn't.
You also shove a ball up a table with a rod, and it goes ping, 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 and goes into the knot.
Well, 2 marks for knowing out of 4 for knowing what a bagatelle is. Beethoven composed 3 sets of bagatellen for the piano, comprising
him
26 pieces. Yes, a bully for Beethoven. Right, yeah. In the following pieces of music, we haven't always chosen the most obvious bits, but for 2 marks, can you give me just the title of the song? David.
But what's the title?
Avon.
Mouth it a bit louder. Oh, Avalon, yes, it just happened.
Yes,
Avalon. Thank you.
Sorry.
I keep telling you all the time, you're looking at the audience.
Mr. Edwards.
I travel on to Avalon, yes. 2 marks there. I'm told, by the way, I didn't know this, that there was a court action between this and Puccini's Tosca about, you know, the suggestion that, that they pinched the tune from Puccini. Eventually, in court, they played a record of Avalon, and a trio, which I'm sure was violin, cello and pianoforte, in the court, played the little bit from Tosca. Did you know this, David?
No.
Oh, I think it's the bit that goes da-da-da-da-da-da-dee-ba-dum-dum, which I don't think is like Avalon, but let's not reopen the case
on
now.
On a cello, it's better, though, of course.
Yes. Well, from that fascinating piece of information, back to Dennis, and can you identify this tune, Dennis?
Somebody Stole My Girl.
Yes. From an old record by Bix Beiderbecke, that came. Doesn't that take you back?
Yeah. He played the
trumpet. No, it doesn't. Left.
He played the trumpet.
Yeah, well, that was his pianist playing it then.
Oh, I saw. Oh, I'll get you now.
And on to Ian, your turn.
The sigh is just a sigh.
Is this all the title you're giving me?
No, no. The no. title is As Time Goes By.
Yes. 2 marks to you. Frank's turn. That's the whole point. That's the whole
Come
point.
To me,
yes, my...
My Hermelin, her collie, her baby.
Yeah. The score. At the moment... Oh, I can't work it out. Oh, yes. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden are leading by 3.5 marks.
We count.
Opera, as we say in France. 1 mark for the opera, 1 for the composer. David Franklin, in which opera is the Baron von Eisenstein married to a wife named Rosalinda who has a lover named Arthur?
Fledermaus.
By?
Strauss.
Yes. 1 mark for each. Very good, the Fledermaus, Johann Strauss. Dennis. Yes, why not? Dennis, in which opera would you find a Red Indian named Bill Jackrabbit and his squaw? It opens in the Polka Saloon, and the heroine wins a game of poker for the life of her lover.
All contributions gratefully received.
What is that?
The Girl of the Golden West, we think,
yes.
By Puccini.
Puccini, you're right, yes. And another question for Ian, since he answered that one. Ian, which opera has a prologue and an epilogue in Luther's Tavern in Nuremberg? The hero at the end falls into a drunken stupor while someone else goes off with the heroine.
I'm getting you to sort of twitch here.
Yes, right.
Because I think it might be the Tales of Hoffmann.
I'm twitching with my head up and down, yes.
Offenbach.
Yes, better off and bark than bark often, as they used to say in the old gang. Yeah.
You're not saying yes, leading me on to my doom. You're saying yes.
No, you're right. You've got your two marks. The Tales of Hoffman by Offenbach. Frank, can you please name the one-act music drama with libretto by Oscar Wilde?
Salome.
Which was banned by the censors in Vienna, by the Kaiser in Berlin, and by the censors in London and in America.
Salome, Salome, that's my girl, Salome, standing there.
I won't go on.
Yes, I rather think David would like it to be called Salome. I don't know. They seem to in operatic circles. By whom, for the other mark?
That was a sausage.
By whom?
By whom, yes.
Richard Strauss, of course.
Thank you, David. Yes. Two marks. Now the singing bits. We come to some popular old songs sung by our contestants with Graham Daly, just to start them off. Words, please, gentlemen, I keep saying every week. Words, please, as well as tunes. David Franklin.
Up there?
Anyway, I'll get a letter.
Anyway. I must have complete silence for this. This is very dangerous. Mid pleasures and palaces.
Pastime.
No interruptions, please. Where'er we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. I haven't finished, it goes on.
Oh, yes,
home,
you
my home on the range.
You're really taking it tempo commodo. Three marks for Home Sweet Home. And Dennis's turn.
They were sisters. We were brothers, but we loved it. Then two. Then goes one little girl in blue. No, one.
No, it starts off with two.
It's two. It's a ballad to two lady traffic wardens. And then it goes one little girl in blue, lad, stole your father's heart. She was your... Now she's your mother. I married the other. You got the words there, Steve, but you didn't get the tune. Either one or the other.
Yes, I see. You got so many of the words wrong, you can scarcely say you've got the words either. And one little girl in blue, lad, who won your father's heart, became your mother. I married the other, but now we have drifted apart.
Oh,
it's a complicated relationship. Anyway, I think two marks would be generous. South of three. Ian, before we hear your song, let me tell you, please, choose your own key. Off you go. This is Ian's turn.
Wherever he falls the dew, and it's there that I love ye, guide me her promise to.
See now why you said choose your own key. So I think we have to change the key now.
Get me.
Say it again and again.
I go into neutral for a minute.
Your promise to, which ne'er for God shall be.
Three marks for Ian Wallace and a song for and from Frank Muir.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-dum, ta-dum.
Ah. Hello.
Avec mes paroles.
Alors, les citoyens de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé.
Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Avec bien Louise.
Scotland vive.
C'est un pire.
Yes. You know the Marchand, Marchand bit, don't you? I don't see why you shouldn't have the doing two marks. I don't see why you shouldn't have three marks for that.
Be a bonus mark in a foreign language.
Yeah. I have to tell you that a kindly secretary typed out for me the words in case by any chance they should forget them. They must have typed the words of the Marseillaise out from a very, very old copy, because it says here on my typescript, Allons en fonf de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé, contre nous de la patrie. That's an essentially French. And I'm afraid that brings us to the end of this edition of My Music, in which Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden win by 3.5 marks. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.